any time in their lifetime, including at the end of it, say, I can see the beauty in everything and in everyone. I can see that people's sufferings and struggles and pains and anguishes have a certain beauty, have a certain, take them to a certain truth or a certain knowing. I can see the beauty even in all that other people would call terrible. How many people do you think ever get to that piece of wisdom that's obviously true? Very few. That's your wisdom mind. To just be able to make that statement, so much had to have happened first. So much wisdom had to be accessed, acknowledged, and known first to be able to just say that. So your question originally was, how do I know when it's my ego versus when it's my wisdom mind? That question doesn't matter anymore. What matters is that you've been enough able to live the wisdom mind that you can make that statement that you made, that most people never get to in their entire lifetime.
Which statement was that?
The beauty in everything. So whether you know it or not, whether you're aware of it or live it in a particular moment, 3 o'clock on Tuesday, sitting at work, watching TV, whether you know it or not in any given moment, the understanding is there in you and has to affect everything else, whether you know it or not. Because it's the wisdom mind understanding. You couldn't make the statement otherwise.
Well, personally, I'd like to, my intention, my prayer for myself is that I take that to the next level and apply it every day, because I noticed that I could turn that on and off.
Well, that's good, and if you actually can turn it on and off, and if you can actually apply it more, nothing wrong with it. But what I'm trying to impart to you, what I am trying to encourage you to do, is see the significance of just the fact of what's already happened. Just the fact that you know what you know. Just the fact that you've seen what you've seen. That having already happened matters more than anything. Even if you can't apply it one iota more than you have so far, it doesn't change the importance of what's already happened. Good for you. So my only advice to you is be a little less worried about applying it and a little more aware of how much it's already yours. Okay?
How's that going? What will doing that do for me? What will that create if I sit on that thought longer, in your opinion?
It will allow it to flower more in you without any effort on your part, other than recognizing the significance more of what's already happened. And if you're really lucky, as a result, your heart will open even more.